Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Kant, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And if you're not part of my crew, my tribe, you can definitely get on the mailing list at KarenKant.com, and we'd love to give free gifts. So you get a copy of the first six chapters of my best-selling book, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Body, Mind, Spirit Approach to Pain Relief Without Drugs or Surgery, and also six of my Fast Track Your Healing classes, and my very popular Clearing and Protection Spray, which, thanks to Diane Reclaibin, who is an energy healer for many decades, has shared with me that she has found that the energy clearing spray has been wonderful to help balance the chakras and help the chakra spin in the correct direction and make the diameter of the spin bigger, which is a big deal for those of us into that kind of stuff. So I wanted to share that with you. That was really, really cool. So today I'm excited because we have Lottie Cooper back on the show, and Lottie is so incredibly generous. She loves to give. And we are just so pleased to have her back, because every time she comes on the show, she gives us an amazing activation, healing activation, a group activation. And then she does mini healings with other people, which amazingly also helps those of us with similar issues all receive. So every time I do a radio show with Lottie, I just feel like pretty much I'm receiving the whole time, which is awesome. So let me read you a little bit about Lottie in case you don't know about her. Her website is inspirationalcounseling.com. And she has been, a very, very learned healer for many years, learning all sorts of amazing modalities. Her main modality now is theta healing, which has been wonderfully instructive for me over the years as well. It's wonderful. And she is one of the folks, unlike myself, who was clairvoyant from birth and just, could see, feel, hear, whatever energy that is so amazing. I'm always amazed by people that are like that from birth, and then learning how to control those superpowers, as I tell my inner kids, they have superpowers. How to control their superpowers is amazing. So we're very fortunate to have her here. And so today we are going to be walking through a process that you can discover how you can establish and maintain an even deeper connection with Source. A lot of the stuff that I talk about is really about connecting deeply with Source and having your own conversation with Source to help you, make decisions in your life, to help you feel comforted, loved, wanted. You can tap into that part of that intuition to help you make decisions that are for your highest and greatest good, and maybe make that easier for you. And really, the theme, and it's so funny because I think that Lottie and I are on some sort of, telepathic level, because, my Spiritual Medicine Digest, I just talked about last week how important it was for us to be authentic and real, and giving you examples of how a tiny little thing you
Karen, Dr. Karen, you just cut out, sweetheart. Dr. Karen? Dr. Karen? Well, I think you guys, are you there? Are you back? Dr. Karen? Well, everybody, while Dr. Karen is sorting out where she is, so maybe you'll call back on the other line, Dr. Karen, because you're cutting out. Everyone just take a deep breath and feel your body, as we have technical challenges at the moment. And notice how you're feeling. Visualize the ball of light around you. Just stay connected to yourself when things in the environment are not as they're planned. Are you calling back in, Dr. Karen?
Yes, I am.
I still don't hear you. Okay. All right, I'll wait. So again, just continue breathing, noticing how you're feeling. Feel the bottoms of your feet. Allow them to be connected to the planet Earth while we wait for Dr. Karen to come back. This is good practice in being in present time and noticing how you feel when things in the external environment shift.
Can you hear me?
Now I'm starting to hear you.
Oh, okay. I think I hit something on my cord. I'm not sure what I hit.
Okay.
All right, but please let me know if I disappear again. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome.
I was asking Lottie whether I should try, calling with my headset today, because it worked very well for several calls, but I hadn't done it in a long time, and I have this other headset, and I thought, I'll try it from this, and, I guess it didn't work. Oh, well. Thank you for your patience. You did that very well, Lottie. I think you should have your own radio show. What do you think?
Maybe. That would be fun.
All right.
Aww.
So authenticity is, and Lottie is very generous, and I just wanted to make sure you all knew that she is offering a very special authenticity package to folks listening on the show, either on the replay or live, and which consists of three sessions with Lottie at half price. Oh my gosh, that is so awesome. So if you want to take advantage to it, you can actually go to Lottie's page, Inspirational Counseling, and there will be a link there to the authenticity package. And the coupon code for that is Karen50. You'll get 50% off again. Karen50, all one word, capital K-A-R-E-N, and then the number 50. So just put it all in capitals and then 50 at the end of my name, and then that'll give you the 50% off. And if you have any trouble at all, you can always email support@inspirationalcounseling.com. Awesome. So, Lottie, what do we do? How are we going to do this group activation, and what are your goals today?
So my goals today are to really support people in listening to themselves. And so we're going to do a group activation connecting with Source, a meditation that you can just do regularly so you can feel the difference when you're in Source energy. And then reclaim empowerment as much as we can in this call from parents, from authority figures, where we give our power away. So even though right now I'm talking, I'm acting as the authority figure, you are the authority in your life. Not me, not Dr. Karen, not Aram, not your doctors, not your dentist, but you are. So it's very important for us to really honor our own inner wisdom and our gut instinct to listen to what's true for us. Because anybody outside of you can give you suggestions, ideas, theories, or even facts, but you're unique. Every person is unique. So today's session is really claiming that uniqueness, that own inner authority, and that authentic expression from that inner authority. So that's the intention for today.
Mm-hmm. Great. So, you cut out a little bit here and there, so I'm not sure whether that's your phone.
I cut out. Okay. Oh, interesting. But there's a lot of energy on this call.
Yeah. Okay. I think, we have waves of probably intense waves of energy either flowing between us or on Earth. So I have not actually tried to be technical today so far, so I'm not really sure which one it is. I haven't had time to muscle test.
Before we begin, I'm just going to command that all interference be dealt with through the creator of all that is, so we can have this call, all electronics be made in harmony with us, so the energies can come through, so people get what they need from the call. So just everyone take a deep breath. Okay. Am I sounding a little better now? Is there any difference?
Well, it's interesting because I was when you were saying that, I was just checking in with Divine Muscle Testing, and I got a light score of 100. So whatever is going on has to do with a lot of light, as opposed to negative interference. So it's positive interference.
Okay.
So we'll just put the intention out there, and everyone on the call can put the intention out there also to whatever systems you're listening to, including Lottie's system, my system, internet, telephone, whatever. Let's put a buffer 100 times of what is necessary. Everything connected to this call so you can hear us. Because as our energies rise, sometimes we will fry our electronics. It's not going to happen today, but we can interfere with them in a positive way because they're still locked in 3D for the most part, and we can upgrade them or at least put a buffer around them so they won't be so problematic. So hopefully that'll work, Lottie.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so let's just do this guided visualization now of connecting to source. So those of you that work with me, I'm going to give a little more explanation for those that haven't. So everybody visualize a ball of light around you. Now, if you're not visual, intend it. It comes from your knowing. Maybe you'll smell it. Maybe you'll just feel it, hear it. But 8 to 10 feet wide, so you're in a ball of light. That's your aura. So know that this is your space at your command for you energetically. You get to choose what comes and goes out of this energy field around you. No one else gets to. As a child, a lot of people might have interfered with that field, mothers, caregivers, dads, and it wasn't they were trying to necessarily hurt you or anything, but they wanted the best for you. They were teaching you things. They came and went out of this field of light, giving you what you needed and some of the things that you didn't need. So as an adult, we have command in our space. Okay. So now visualize this ball of light connecting to a cord of light, the same feet, 8 to 10 feet wide. And just so you know, you cannot do this wrong. Just use your intention to make this in the highest and best way for you through love. And choose a place in the center of the planet that has energies and frequencies that resonate with your body system, with your soul system, with your star system, depending where you come from. You have many places you've come from. We're infinite beings having many different types of experiences. Okay, good. Now you're going to do a beam of light to the cosmos. So you're like a column of light now. And this is made of unconditional love of the seventh plane. And we're going to set it on release. So all people, places, things, energetics of negative energy or energies that no longer serve you in loving consciousness are going to get dissolved into that unconditional love now. Creator, show me, it is done, it is done, it is done. So I am in a theta state. So you guys are in training with me right now in this theta state. Then I'm going to walk you into the theta state so you can learn how to do it yourself. And also, if you're more deeply interested, you can get Vianna, V-I-A-N-N-A, Stibel's book, S-T-I-B-A-L, Theta Healing. And these meditations, some of them are in there. They're a little bit different, but the basic concepts are in there. So you can have that as a resource to deepen your connection to source. Okay. So now invite loving earth energy into your body, going in through your feet, through your legs, up your body. We're going to open and balance every chakra, your first chakra, your second chakra, your third chakra, your fourth chakra, which is at your heart center, your fifth chakra, throat, sixth chakra, your ajna in center of your forehead, and your crown. Now we're bringing your awareness up above your body in a ball of light. Imagine going past the universe, past the light lights and the dark lights, and the light lights and the dark lights through the jelly-like substance of the laws. We're going to swim through the law of compassion, which is a pink cotton candy-like energy. So inviting that compassion into your awareness now, filling your awareness full of compassion. Just breathe that in for a moment, aligning yourself with compassion. Good. Now before you, you see beautiful white pearlescent light, the whitest, brightest pearlescent light you've ever seen or felt. Go into that light now. We're going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into this whitest, brightest, pearlescent light of unconditional love, of source, of the creator of all that is. We're taking you deeper and deeper and deeper. It's a tingly energy if you're a feeling person. Whitest, brightest light of unconditional love. So from this place, we are going to repattern your physiological brain on all levels, a core level, a genetic level, a soul level, resolving it on a history level, and teach you what it feels like in every cell of your body. Just say yes in your consciousness, and you will receive this download into your mind, into your cellular memory, into your DNA, that you are always, in all ways, connected to source. Take a deep breath. You're worthy and deserving, safe and secure to remember this connection with Source now. Allowing yourself to breathe that in, feeling it move through your body, seeing it move through your body, experiencing Source energy now. Source energy is peaceful. It's without agendas. Good. Now all shock, trauma, and abuse where you have felt disconnected to Source, we're going to pull, cancel, send that to the light now on all levels, core, genetic, soul, resolving that on a history level, replacing it with unconditional love now. So as much of that energy of disconnection that you're able and willing and ready to let go of, we're pulling, canceling, sending to light now, replacing it with this unconditional love. Creator, show me, it is done, it is done, it is done. Thank you. And take a deep breath. Good. Now let's connect you with your inner authority, recognizing your inner wisdom connected to Source at all times. Creator of all that is, teach everyone on this call and replay what it feels like to be connected to Source and owning their inner authority and inner wisdom. Now, show me, it is done, it is done, it is done. You're worthy and deserving, safe and secure to feel, recognize, and understand your inner connection, your inner authority, connected to the Creator of all that is. In a loving, kind way, from Creator's wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and perspective, and yours is the same. Yes. Take a deep breath. We're repatterning your brain, repairing those connections now, creating new neural receptors to recognize your connection to Source and your own inner authority. Good. Now let's teach you the difference between Creator of all that is and your mother, Creator of all that is and your father, Creator of all that is and any caregiver, brothers or sisters, Creator of all that is, compared to spirit guides or demons or any other entities. You know that difference, feel that difference, and recognize that difference now. Creator, show me, it is done, it is done, it is done. Thank you. Now let's teach you what it feels like to be sovereign in yourself, that you're worthy and deserving, safe and secure to be sovereign in your own body system now. And you'll continue to be sovereign. You allow yourself to be sovereign. You know what it feels like to be sovereign. You're worthy of being sovereign in your body system now. Creator, show me. It is done. It is done. It is done. Thank you. Good. And we're going to do one more. Let's just teach you, you're worthy and deserving, safe and secure to express yourself authentically without having to prove anything to anybody. You have Creator's definition, worthy, and perspective and wisdom and knowledge of how to co-create from yourself authentically in the world through love, without suffering, without fear, without doubting yourself. You get to be true to yourself, and you know what that feels like in every cell of your body now, in all levels, resolving all pain, trauma, shock from any other lifetime, family, ancestors, authority figures that have kept you from expressing yourself authentically through love. We're pulling, canceling, sending that trauma to the light now, replacing it with unconditional love and safety. So you know what it feels like to be safe to be you now, present time. This moment, you're worthy and deserving, safe and secure to be you, fully expressed in your uniqueness, in your beauty, shining brightly. And you have the skill to do that with discernment, understanding your environments, without fear of being killed for being yourself. Creator, show me, it is done, it is done, it is done. Thank you. Okay, So we're going to stay in this theta state through this session, that you can walk yourself up to this theta state, and then when you need to come back and reorient toward the day, what you do is you visualize coming back into your heart, bringing awareness into your feet, connecting to the earth, bringing awareness to the earth, and allowing, again, earth energy and crown energy, cosmic energy, to flow through your body just the way it needs to, in the highest and best way for you, in loving consciousness. And when you're ready, you could gently open your eyes. And for those of you staying on the call that want to stay in this state, just stay in this state. Okay, Dr. Karen, are you back?
Lovely. That's great. I knew that, I think it was Nancy that said the first time she was walked through this process, she was like, oh my God, it feels amazing. She's so cute because she's always saying, oh, I don't know any of this energy stuff. It's all new to me and being a nurse. And, you know, but I thought that was so neat to you know, have her walk through the whole theta process and experience that. So, yes, so thank you so much for that.
My pleasure.
So we were going to see if there was anybody on the line who have, any issues that you want Lottie to, you know, tap into, see what's going on with you, maybe do a mini healing or a mini reading. Just keep in mind that we do have limited time, and actually today we only have a whole hour instead of an hour and a half because I need to go to a funeral. So I'm going to ask you, if you do unmute, you just, you know, tell us your first name and a little bit about, you know, the issue, but see if you can summarize it in a sentence or two max. So, because if you go on for 5 minutes, we're not going to have any time to do any healing on you. So make it really short and to the point and succinct, and then we'll help, you know, Lottie can tap in, see what comes up for her. And keep in mind, if you are not chosen, you know, to do the mini healings, if it's the issues or energies are relevant to you, that you will automatically receive those downloads and activations if you just say yes to those things. So we get lots and lots of receiving going on when Lottie's on the show today. So I just want to let you know we do have limited time today. So put your hand up what you want to do. If you are calling on the phone, so we know that to unmute you, the number to call in is 818-514-1190, and then hit 1 so we know your hand is up. Again, it's 818-514-1190, and then again, press 1 so we know your hand's up. Otherwise, I won't know that you want to be unmuted. And also, if you're on the chat, which is open now, you can actually post your question here. Or if you're also calling in as well as on the chat, you can also give me the last 4 digits of or the area code, either one, of your phone number, so I know which one's you, which question matches which phone number. Lottie Anna says, "Holy wow." That was her feedback from the activation. So that's so cool. That's really, really cool. Lottie, before we spoke, did you want to just share a little bit about, the authenticity package and, who is it made for?
The authenticity package is made for anybody who is ready to be authentic in their life, because when we're authentic, we have more freedom, more choices, more self-expression, higher health, higher quality of life. So you would think that would be everybody. And at the same time, to be authentic, you have to face your shadow side as well, which means all the times we've people-pleased, right, or we gave away our power to our parents because we wanted to be accepted, or our peers. So this package is 3 sessions, and I support you in having the courage to face your past with kindness, without judging yourself, because I come from unconditional love, so you can repattern yourself to have the strength and courage to fully live your life from yourself, instead of trying to please society or parents or friends or lineage or anything else. And we repattern the brain and actually do a lot of lineage and genetic healing to support you in getting to be really live your life and be a powerhouse from your light, but also having the strength and courage to look at your shadow side and being kind to yourself and being able to see those blind spots so you can move forward. So that's what the authenticity package is about. So it's awesome. It's really fun.
Yeah, that sounds Okay, so our first caller, we've got last four digits of your phone number is 6552. Hello.
Hi, Dr. Kieran and Lottie.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Pam, and I was wondering if Lottie could take a look for me. I just feel so unmotivated and tired most of the time, and it procrastinates. So I was wondering if you could take a look and see what comes up with that. And Dr. Kieran, would you be able to just check my light score really quick?
Well, today we're actually focusing on Lottie and being the healer for the show.
Okay.
So we'll see what we get to.
So, Pam, I'm going to ask you questions because it's more empowering that way for you. How long has this been going on for, sweetheart?
It has been going on for probably 5 years.
Okay. And what shifted 5 years ago? First thought, uncensored.
Maybe a death. Wait, my father died. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Ah. And how have you been handling the death?
Consciously okay. Maybe energetically something might not be right on.
And yeah, and what did your what was your father for you? Who was he to you?
A friend.
Mhm. And do you miss him a lot?
Of course.
Yeah. And you've allowed yourself to grieve?
Yes.
Okay. So let's just do this for you and everybody here when there's a death of a loved one. Let's call all your soul fragments and soul essence from your dad, rinse and cleanse, light, return back to you, and sending him back his soul fragments and soul essence, rinse and cleanse, light, return back to him, knowing you can connect to him in the spirit world without having to hold on. Yes?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, Creator, show me. It is done, it is done, it is done. Take a deep breath. And what did you want from your father that he didn't give you that if he gave that, he would allow you to move forward? Just feel that inside yourself. It doesn't have to be words. And allow yourself to receive that now. So you can move forward with his blessing, with tons of energy, recognizing that he's proud of you, he approves of you, and he sees you, and you're worthy and deserving to move on and live your life fully now. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah, so take a deep breath. And what are you noticing now?
More peace.
Yeah. So now let's download for you and everybody on the call that you're worthy and deserving, safe and secure to have full energy and live a full life, even when others die or did not have the capacity to live their full lives. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah, and you can live your full life without feeling guilty, superior, inferior, or arrogant, or any of those other judgmental words we project on ourselves when we're shining. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah, take a deep breath. And what are you noticing now?
Just a feeling of being calm and peaceful.
Beautiful. Yeah. So just notice that, and that also allowing yourself to connect to Source every day and fill you with energy will support you in moving forward. And then if you want to do some deeper work, I invite you to get the package, or my MP3 is actually the Quantum Love Act is on my website too. I just launched with Erin and it's now on my website. It has a lot of MP3s so you can have clarity and move forward without fear, without doubt of being yourself. So those are available on my website as well.
Excellent.
So, yeah,
thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Thank you. Excellent.
Thank you.
Yeah. And this will support you, Karen, since you're going to be around all those people with this person who passed away, and they might be giving their power away to the death. You'll get to notice that, and energetically with yourself, too, support yourself in reclaiming your energy, and that'll support others at the funeral reclaiming their energy when someone passes away.
Yeah, absolutely. Great.
Oh, I meant to add something to that. When somebody passes away and they go to the other side, we miss them, but you also know they're going to source. So part of us wants to go with them to be closer to source. Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, we want to go with them and then get reconnected to source through with them. And instead, just remind yourself, hey, I can just walk up to the seventh plane at any time and call in this energy now. I don't have to go with them to source.
Mm. Nice. Okay. Thank you, Pam, so much. And I, you know, I did do Pam's like score. I thought it'd be neat to do before and after, but don't anybody else ask me today. Because otherwise we're just going to have a whole bunch of hands raising up to say, what's my life score? And it's not a competition. So Pam, your life score, your alignment with source, basically, before the call today, for you in the timeline, not including your multiverse timelines, because sometimes that's what it measures to, was 77, and now after Lottie's activation, it was 91, she passed 90, which is very, very high. So that is awesome. Woohoo!
Yay!
Okay, now I did have someone with their hand up that I muscle tested should go next, but she since put her hand down. So that just to let you know, whoever that was, your last four digits was 5131. So if you still want to connect with Lottie, you know, you can put your hand back up, but we'll take the next person. And if you don't, that's okay too. We won't take it personally. okay, so I have here someone on the chat. Shakta Ami says, hi, Lottie. Hi, Dr. Karen. I feel it's time to move beyond isolation for many of us. I would love to shift things in this area to feel called more into the public, to do my healing work, and to let go of the need to protect myself and to be alone.
Good for a lot of us healers who have been killed many lifetimes for doing our work. So we'll do a group healing on that. So just everyone take a deep breath. And recognizing that we're going to download that in present time, that you're safe and secure and protected as you move forward in light into public, and that you have the discernment of which areas and places to go in public through the Creator's perspective, and yours is the same. Just take a deep breath. So we're downloading your discernment. It's kind of like you know not to go down that dark alley over there because your gut says it's dangerous, and so you just go down a different corner. So public arena is kind of the same. You choose where you go, and when you know you're in alignment, you can go into the most chaotic place because you're called to do it, and you feel that in every cell of your body. It's a yes, you know you will be protected. Okay? So just take a deep breath about that. So we're now going to do a clearing for everyone on the phone on a core genetic soul level, resolving on a history level. Anytime you were killed or someone you know was killed or a family member was killed for shining brightly in public. Pull, canceling, sending that to light now, resolving all the shock, trauma, and abuse connected to that. There we go. We're going to do repair on the genetic lines now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now teach you that it's safe to come out of isolation, out of exile, and out of feeling abandoned by source, recognizing that now, today, present time, you have the tools to always and always stay connected to source, shining your light through loving consciousness without fear, without doubt, without worry, without cremation. Someone needed to hear that. That was an interesting word to choose there.
Mm-hmm.
Creator. Yeah. Yeah. Good. And now I'm actually getting to close a lot of portals. So when people open up to the multiverse and you're new with this work, and this is what's been showing up for some people, is we open up doors. It's kind of like being in Star Trek, to places we do not belong. And then we let things out that don't belong here. So I'm bringing this up because I've been seeing this happening quite a bit with people. It's really important when you do your work always to go through source and unconditional love. Otherwise, if you're going in fifth dimensional, 12th dimension, or you want to play with entities, if you're not going through source, you can be opening up a lot of places that you might not have the skill level to handle, which can cause some havoc in your world. So just command all those portals to get closed, back doors closed. There we go. So we're just going to do a little cleanup now for people when they start opening up their gifts. And then just have God, creator of all it is, command to close all those doors and portals, all waywards. We're just going to command them to the light now. And then if there is any other weird demons or power things that pretend to be light and you think they're light, and then you find out that they're not light but they're using you, just ask God the sacred name and have God send their sacred name to the light. And I'm saying this because you're in the body. You're in charge of yourself. Nobody can allow anything into your body unless you gave them permission. If you gave me permission or Karen permission or all these other healers to work on you and you're sensitive and you open up a door inside you you weren't aware of and forgot to close it from another lifetime, things might be coming in. And so we just command it closed. We're commanding all those energies and entities and sacred names. Creator, what are those sacred names? Show me. Creator knows what they are, and you send them back to the light, and then you witness them going all to the light now. There we go. And all imprints that they left behind or presents that they say were gifts for you aren't gifts. They're just to stay hooked back into you. So we'll send those to the light now. And this, you guys, includes some of your imaginary friends growing up. We call in our friends, you know, and we think they're there to love us and help us. And they did. They protected us from the bullies, but then they were actually then taking over us as well. And we weren't aware of that because we didn't have the discernment as a child. So we're giving you to go back through those timelines to give that child discernment to show that this is actually not their true friend. They appeared as a friend, but they actually don't serve you in present time. And I'm seeing some entities and energies from past lives for people as well that were passed down generation to generation. So all those of you that are ready to let those go now, even if they appear to be giving you some sort of power, it's not true power because it's not coming from love. We're sending those to the light now that you're ready to let go of. Show me, God. It is done. It is done. It is done. Good. And this will make you feel safe to go into public and be yourself from a place of love instead of fear, from a place of openness without power over or power under dynamics, coming from that clarity of the seventh plane unconditional loving energy of truth. There we go. That was a long answer for that one, but I just got that everybody really needed this. So their inner authority. Yeah. How's that feel to you, Karen?
Yeah, that feels really good.
Yeah.
Very, very, very timely. Again, like I was saying, my spiritual legend last week about basically about false light or false prophets and things like that. And we can all get, trapped by the bling and the biz and the buzz about so-and-so or such-and-such and how famous they are and how many books they've written and how many New York Times bestsellers they have and that kind of thing. But, we have to use our own personal discernment. We can't just go by whatever everybody else says. So this is perfect.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. And on that note, if a healer is good for you, and it might not be good for your sister, brother, or friend because all of us are at different resonances at different times. And like I might be the right healer at some point for someone and then something in them changes and I'm not the right person to help them anymore. And that's okay. I'm not attached to that. You really need to honor your own resonance where you're at with who and at right timing because that could change. Everybody's star body, earth body is very different. We all have very different sensitivities. And so really honoring right resonance, like you might tell a friend even in the moment, hey, yes, I want to go out to lunch with you. And then 5 minutes later, your gut says, no, I'm not supposed to go out to lunch. Let yourself change your mind. Honor that. Then call back and say, sorry, I did say yes. It was a yes 5 minutes ago, but for something happened and now it's a no. When you honor that, you're in the flow. You're being protected. And it's not personal. Just really honor your system. And that's what this call is really about. Everyone here, honor yourself. And if something I say does not resonate with you, let it go. It's you honoring you.
Perfect.
Just emphasizing that as much as I can. Yeah.
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 Okay. Well, okay. So we have the hand placed up again, and then we're going to go to Christy's call after this. So let me unmute you.
Okay,
5131. Hello.
Well, hi, Lottie. This is Patty.
And hi, Patty.
Okay. You got a Pam and then a Patty. Lots of peas today.
Hi. I've got a question. I had a chiropractor appointment this morning, which went fine. But since when I got closer to this call, I got such a headache. It's not I haven't felt a headache. I don't get headaches, but it's like a really, I can't even explain it. It's just a real tight headache. More to the right side of my head, down into my side of my occiput, around my right temple and down. And I was just wondering if there was something like entities or, you know, I know she just did that clearing, if it was something to do with that. Or she can, if Lottie, if you can pick up on something about what's going on with that.
Yeah. So I'm actually going to shine light on it and let you feel what's going on because that'll be more empowering for you. So as you breathe into your occiput and the tension pattern and you ask your body what's showing up, see what words, thoughts, images come up for you.
Okay. I see a darkness above my right ear, about the size of a 3-inch circle.
Okay, great. So is that darkness part of you or somebody else's?
It's not me.
I invite you. Yeah. Great. So you know it's not you, so just command it to the light now and notice what happens. Creator of all it is, we command this darkness to the light. Show me it is done, it is done, it is done, and notice what happens.
It is done. Okay, that lightened up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. Because I, you know, every time I go somewhere, I always do a protection prayer, and when I leave, and I was just surprised that that happened, or that that was there, or maybe it was there for a long time, and finally came to the surface. I don't, you know.
Right, and sometimes we don't need to know. Yeah, sometimes we just need to let it leave. And then if we need to know, you can ask Creator, do I need to understand what this is? And you'll get information that you do need to understand, or it's not important to understand. Some stuff it's not ours to take on, and some stuff is our soul's learning because we're curious and we want to know, right? And everyone's very individual there. That's why I didn't say what's there. I needed you to do it for yourself, and that was more empowering, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. And then I also have on sale for $44 on my, if you don't get the whole bunch of CDs, which is just part of MP3s, for specific because of this call, there's a secure attachment to Source to really practice connecting to Source. There's an MP3 on my website for that as well that's available. Or if you get the whole set, that's included in it. So I just wanted people to know that there's a lot of support out there to support you in this deepening with yourself.
Okay. What is your website, Lottie?
It's inspirationalcounseling.com.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome.
Thank you. Awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. So let me unmute you, and then let's unmute. Let me find you here. Oh, maybe you're at the top now. There you are.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Do you want to give a quick summary of what we want to tap into today for you that we can help support you?
My subconscious basically it needs to know how to process things in the highest and best way for me, and also for the mind-body communication, all that to be reconnected and healed and everything like that. It's causing issues and symptoms.
Okay, so what symptoms are you having? And when you say it's not processing in the best way for you, I'm going to actually help people understand. Your subconscious is processing in the best way for you as is for your survival, what it thinks your survival is.
Yes.
Right?
It
so we need
have
to
the
let correct. It know.
It's like it needs something healed or something shifted or aligned, realigned or something, so that it doesn't react to things, you know, basically, like you said, a survival thing, wanting to protect against something that really doesn't need to be protected from.
Right. So I need the specifics because the subconscious mind needs to so this is for everybody on the call. If we have repeated patterns, we need to look at the specifics and then dig on them. So then that we can repattern the subconscious to a blueprint it's willing to accept and let go of the old one. Because the subconscious mind does need a replacement, and we need to do it through love instead of fear. So thank you for letting me explain that to the group, because I got you understand that. So what are your specific symptoms that you're wanting to shift?
Like sensory and nervous system symptoms, like my head burning and tingling, just overall nervous system issues.
Okay, and when did this nervous system start? Was it when you were a baby? Do you know even?
No, within the last 4 to 5 years.
Okay, and what happened 4 to 5 years ago?
I had a reaction to some alternative allergy treatments.
Okay. And what were they doing in that treatment?
It was basically reprogramming my body to accept things instead of, you know, having like an allergic reaction to them.
But how were they doing that? Through electrical impulses? What were they doing?
It was laser, some type of infrared light thing. But I was also doing a lot of emotional work at the time as well, emotional clearing during that time as well.
Right. Okay. So let's first just pull the trauma from the actual physical lasers, which it might have brought intergalactic, right, shock and stuff from future lifetimes if lasers are misused. So all pain, shock, and trauma from lasers that kept you in that war zone is what I'm hearing. Let's just pull that and replace it with unconditional love and ask Creator to give you an instant healing on any damage that alternative system did to restore your nerve endings, the myelin sheath, to safety in the new energies. Take a deep breath. And any attachment you have to being wronged or betrayed by them or anybody else, there's a resentment there, and we hold on to resentment in our pain sometimes so it doesn't happen again. Are you willing to release that?
Yes.
Okay, and again, replacing it with forgiveness and unconditional love. And this is for everybody, too, on that call, that, like, when we get hurt, we hold on to resentment so the hurt doesn't happen again, or we hope that that's how it works. But then it's using up a lot of our energy to hold that resentment in place, which is lowering our immune system, which then is like not letting us have our full selves. So I've done quite a few MP3s on resentment work. So they're available, too, on my website if you're interested in the coaching calls, one on resentment, in the package for Fun, Love, and Joy, just so people know. Or we could do that with individual work. So I'm saying this out loud as I'm witnessing your myelin sheaths repairing themselves. And to receive instant healing, we have to trust that it can happen again. This is repatterning our brain. So any places that are fearful and don't believe in instant healing that you're ready to let go of, can we pull, cancel, send that to the light now so we can download that you're ready and available, worthy, deserving, and understand how to receive instant healing from the Creator of all that is. Yes?
Yes.
Take a deep breath. Noticing what you're noticing. So I'm seeing some shifting, and I'm also seeing some resistance. So we might need to do more work if there's resistance, and that could unwind and change. So again, for you and for everyone on the call, we go as deep as we can go in this moment based on what your soul and your personality and all aspects of yourself are ready to do. There's no judgment there, and we do as much as we can. And then if it's not complete, then there's just more work to be done, and it's either with me or somebody else. So how is that feeling for you right now? What are you
noticing? That's good. Really good. Yeah, I can tell something is shifting.
Okay, beautiful. Uh-huh. Thank you. Thank you for offering that. Yeah.
Thank you, Christy.
Yeah, and so everyone, I just want to again reiterate, like, when we're learning on this planet to be ourselves, things happen that are out of our control, and it's important for us to be kind to ourselves and not beat up ourselves around that. So if your inner critic is overactive, you can just spank your inner critic. It's really there for your survival, and start retraining it to be your cheerleader. And it's helpful to do that through resentment work. I did a ended up being a 6-hour training that's available. If you're interested, you can email me about that to help with that, because it's doing a lot of soul retrieval work and resentment work on past lovers and teachers and even ourselves and God, or if you believed in the religious God, punishing God. We store all of that energy in us, and if you have any, quote, disease, some of it is probably because you're holding on to resentment in the body, and it's literally eating you up. It could cause cancers. It could cause heart disease. It could cause lots of health issues. It could cause viruses to be able to activate bacteria. And this is not about putting fear in you at all. It's about recognizing when we hold energy in, it vibrates. It wants to move, so we need to shift it so we can allow that energy its natural movement. So that's what doing resentment work supports. And anybody and everybody can do it. It's not hard. It just takes time, patience, and a willingness to do it. So that's an aside. So any questions, Dr. Karen?
That sounds great. <That's awesome. laughs> All right. Let's take another caller here. I'm muscle testing this for everyone. What's for the highest good? So last 4 digits, 0477.
They're not outgoing. They're not outgoing, but I don't know.
Oh, you're on the phone with someone else, it sounds like.
I see some kids.
You're talking to somebody else.
I don't know.
All right. That's okay. So we have Sin, CYN5. She says she's having high-pitched sounds in her ears for about 2 weeks or more. Would love to have some insight on that. Thank you.
All right. What I'm seeing for you is just connect to your heart right now, Sim, and just feel that. And then let the sound into your heart without fear, and then release it out the other side. Just notice what happens. And then we're going to just send unconditional love to your ear. And then if you're supposed to be hearing something clearly that you've been avoiding, let those messages come forward now. And take a deep breath. And now we'll have Creator of All That Is for everybody on the phone. If there's any times where you have sounds, you're meant to understand them, allow yourself to understand them now. And then if you have any sounds in your ears because of ear damage from whatever, why you had ear damage, let's just have Creator give an instant healing on everybody's ears now. For all of you willing and ready and able to have instant healing on the ears, Creator, show me, it is done, it is done, it is done. And again, instant healing and miracle healing works. Now, if you don't get an instant healing or a miracle healing, that means there's a block to instant healing and you're holding on to it because it needs to be understood. And that's why I do these sessions with people, and we all need each other to help each other in our awakening and personal growth package. So that's why I'm offering the authenticity package for half price for you guys, so you can have a chance to work with me and do some of this deeper work. And again, that's on my website, inspirationalcounseling.com. It says authenticity. It's under packages. It's in pink writing, and you just click on it, and then you put Karen, K-A-R-E-N, 50, and you'll get half price off 3 sessions with me. So that's available for all of you. to go deeper into this.
Okay,
your ear
good.
From my. Yeah. So anyone, was she on chat for the ear thing?
Yeah, she says it's a bit louder in the right ear, less in the left ear. So there seems to be something is shifted.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, so just keep letting it shift. And then if you want to do deeper work, contact me afterwards.
Yeah, I had a question, Lottie, about the whole, I remember, reading about how if you don't necessarily experience instant healing, that sometimes you have to do the belief work. And then I've had some people feedback that they are doing a lot of, belief work and then rewiring, and they're not muscle testing strong anymore to resisting instant healing. And we've, worked around a lot of beliefs, and yet they feel like, that's interesting. I guess I don't know where to go now, because they were releasing so many beliefs, past, present, future, about receiving instant healing. So are there some people that it's their life purpose to, experience pain or to find solutions for other people, or, that instant healing is not for their highest good? Is that possible?
No. I would look at, I think what's possible is if you've cleared the beliefs that you can receive instant healing, you might be getting instant healings you're not aware of on certain things that you're ready to let go of. And then there's the other things that are maybe part of your life path to learn. It might be not about a healing on it. It might be an understanding of it. It might be, there's a lot of programs. So maybe I had the download, yes, I can receive instant healing, but maybe I have a program under that I wasn't aware of that I have to suffer to be close to God. Right? So then if I have that as a program, I need a command that program, I have to suffer to be close to God, to be gone. And then I might I did like being suffering to be close to God, maybe in another lifetime, because that's how I learned compassion or humility. So then we would need to download the virtue of compassion and humility to, and then after that, I'm willing to release the suffering to God. So that's what I'm talking about with digging with beliefs. It's like there might be an understanding there, or it might be a loyalty pattern, or it might be a genetic pattern. Like I'll willingly receive instant healing, but if that instant healing means I'm not going to belong to my family of origin anymore and I won't be loved by them, some part of you is saying no. So that's why it's not a lot of these things aren't, some things are quick solutions because it's not really our need to hold on to it. And other things are these deeper, more intricate patterns that we have to excavate, is how I like to think of it, because it is part of our learning. I mean, I've been doing this. I've been doing this for years, and I'm still working on myself. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some of us that think part of our path.
It is, yeah, it is, and it's a beauty part of our path. Some people have healed their vision. I haven't healed my vision. I've wanted to since I was 7 or 8, but that's not my focus right now. I'm focused on other things.
Right.
Yet I've had things in me heal very quickly. They're like, oh, wow, like rashes and things that came and went, and it maybe takes someone else 2 months, and it heals within for like an hour. So I think it really depends on what it is that it's meant to be working on. So that's what I'm saying. It's not right or wrong, good or bad. You're not doing things wrong. This just means you need more information and deeper understanding. And that's what puts us on this path of study. I mean, that's why if you look at my resume, it only has some of the modalities that I have like 50 listed. I'm one of those people who love to learn. And I'm a beginner, even though I'm masterful in certain ways, I'm still a beginner in other ways. So I would just say be gentle with yourself, work with Karen, work with me, work with people that inspire you and you feel like can mentor you in honing your own abilities as you grow in your own path of this process of awakening and having more abilities within yourself to do these things. So I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And we're getting some folks on the chat saying Lottie's healing is comforting me. Thank you so much. Anna says these healings are helping to release this pattern of pain that was deep in my chest. So really, really, really cool stuff.
Yeah. Oh, and I wanted to name for those of you that need heart healing, both packages I have, Quantum Love and Fun Love and Joy, if you get the whole package have heart healing in it. That is I sing to your heart to help it release pain out of it, but that you also sing to your heart. Your body wants you singing to it, literally. Sound heals. So you command, like we went through, remember the law of compassion. When we do heart healing, we go to the pearlescent light. I walk you up there, and then you command the law of music to give you tones to heal your heart, and you let yourself sing to yourself. And then you can do that for any organ. If you're having liver issues, you can sing to help your liver heal, or your gallbladder, or your kidneys. I know a lot of people have like adrenal fatigue. So I really highly recommend doing that heart healing MP3 as well, which is on the sets of MP3s on my website at inspirationalcounseling.com. And then if you have any more questions still, you can always email me, support@inspirationalcounseling.com. And then if you want deeper work, do the 3-session package and you'll get a lot more support to work with your unique abilities to heal yourself. Everybody processes information differently. So if the way I work resonates with you, then I would be a good fit for you. If it doesn't resonate with you, then don't work with me. It's like really honor your gut and your own intuition of who, and ask yourself inside, you'll get a yes. You'll have a knowing who is the right resonance where you're at now to work with. So that's that self-trust piece. Then that takes practice. Learning to trust oneself, if your trust is broken, takes practice. And all my MP3s are about loving yourself and support you and deepening in self-trust. So that's part of what I'm here for. Because that's been my journey. I haven't learned to retrust myself. So, yeah.
Many of us have to, we're on that part of that growth is trusting ourselves. And so that's great. So again, everyone, it's inspirationalcounseling.com, and you can email Lottie support@inspirationalcounseling.com, and then, check out her authenticity package, see if it resonates with you. I want to thank everyone that's on the chat, everyone that called in. There's lots of folks that are on both called in and chat, which we so appreciate. You coming into, spending your time with us. And of course, Lottie, just your generosity is amazing. So thank you again for being, part of our tribe. We love it. We love you.
I love it. And thank you, Karen, so much for your generosity of allowing me to be here and all your good work on the planet as we learn to move forward as a team in our awakening process. And again, all your feedback from those of you who've listened, like if you had results just from the call, please put them on Facebook, on my Facebook page, Inspirational Counseling, or Lottie Cooper, or on Karen's. Just as good as we share our stories of breakthroughs, it supports and empowers others to also know that they have hope that they can break through as well, and it creates community. So again, Lottie Cooper and my website, inspirationalcounseling.com. And I invite the package if you feel so inspired, authenticity, and you'll get your 50% off. Just write Karen 50 and you'll get half off 3 sessions. So
fantastic.
Been a pleasure being with you, Karen. Thank you.
Yeah. Same here as usual. Thanks everyone for listening. Thanks, Lottie. Bye for now, guys.
Bye.